Good morning. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. A happy pre-Thanksgiving weekend for you. It is a wonderful day outside. It's kind of overcast. It's a little rainy here. I went through some sprinkles, but it's been a great week. Lots of rain. And I am in the Thanksgiving holiday spirit. I will tell you, Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays. It's the time I remember that all the Thanksgiving dinners throughout the years and as a child, my mom was a great cook, and she would make such a big turkey because there were so many of us. There was, seven in our family, six or eight in our family, six kids and two adults. And my mom had the best stuffing, celery, apples, onions, and herbs with gravy. And we would be in watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and the smell, all those kitchen aromas would come wafting into the living room. It was just amazing. Good morning, Lizzie. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing pretty good. Happy birthday.
Thank you. It was yesterday, and I will tell you, I got it was a great birthday. Got some gifts that I really wanted, and my son gave me a dash cam camera.
What?
Yeah, so I'm very excited about it because I can do videos. And, I'm going to learn how to use it.
It'll be easy.
I think so. So, Lizzie, what is your favorite Thanksgiving memory?
My dad is a New Englander, so he always did the bread stuffing with the sausage. So that's probably my favorite.
Tony's mom does that, too. Tony makes it every year, too.
I'm going to have Tony just make me some.
Okay, we'll do that. That'll be great. We'll bring that because he's from New England, and he does the sausage stuffing too.
Good stuff.
I just wonder, Josh, what's your favorite Christmas or Thanksgiving memory?
Already right to Christmas.
I am. I saw the decorations in the front entrance hall.
Yeah. So for one of my favorite Thanksgiving memories, so I have nine cousins and a brother, and we have a pretty big Thanksgiving get together pretty much every year. And when we were younger, we used to all go outside and play a big football game. So that was always fun.
That's wonderful. Yeah, that's great. Again, Tony's family, big family. They would always play football too in the mornings too. So that's wonderful. Thank you so much. Well, so even as a child, I loved the cornucopia table centerpieces that you see with all the fruit and full of vegetables and flowers. I just always thought that was so beautiful. And so flowers can be a great way to symbolize the occasion, and they're a perfect gift for any host or hostess that if you're going to visit for Thanksgiving, you can always bring flowers. So according to the Flower Shop Network, the three categories of sentiments should include gratitude. Showing your gratitude is always a big part of Thanksgiving, being grateful for what we have. And if you're traveling, you can bring your host flowers to show your gratitude for feeding you. So in the flowers, dark pink or peach roses, yellow lilies, and hydrangeas are all examples of flowers that symbolize gratitude.
I was going to ask you, what would you put in that? So that's some good information.
Yeah, so hydrangeas, and I got some beautiful hydrangeas in my flowers yesterday. Can you repurpose flowers and just use them as a centerpiece? I think so. I think I will do that. And then, so the next one is family. Thanksgiving's a day to get together and celebrate family. So to show, to display family flowers, chrysanthemums, alstroemerias, tulips, and sunflowers all symbolize family.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's chrysanthemums. I did not realize that. And then for the colors, the fall colors for Thanksgiving are specific, like the jewel tone colors and deep, deep, dark colors. So like yellow, well, yellow's not dark colors, but it means happiness and joy. Orange shows excitement and enthusiasm. Purple expresses feelings of admiration and tradition. And then green associated with good health and good fortune. So orange, purple, and burgundies, I love those colors this fall. But then also pink, you throw in a little pink there, and that symbolizes non-romantic love.
Oh, is that that's the road that we take. Okay, that, yeah, I have so to remember that.
So those are flowers and colors that you can use for your fall centerpieces. What I'm grateful for today is we have really special guests. Dr. Matt Borden, whose knowledge and his research background makes him an excellent resource for gardeners. He is going to be on this morning, and he has a recent article in Fine Gardening Magazine on neem oil.
What?
Neem oil. Neem oil. And, you know, something that everybody talks about, using neem oil for everything. So if you thought it was good for everything, you got to guess again. Matt is going to tell us when it's okay for gardeners to use neem oil and when it's not good. Okay? And then in our second hour, I have Carol Michael. She's the award-winning garden author, and she's a good friend. And she's going to give us her Christmas list of garden books to give to your favorite gardener. And so she's been on before, and she talked about her series. We're going to talk about it again today. But I was surprised by her list, and I've now asked Santa for these books that are on her list. So I've been a very good girl this year, so I think I will get them. And then this is the day to get your garden questions answered. So we are going to be taking lots of phone calls this morning and text messages. And so you can call 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680 if you'd like to get online. So this is the chores for November. You want to, if you haven't started your vegetable garden yet, you can start seeds of broccoli, cauliflower, collards, onions, and also plant your strawberries. Plant your strawberries and get those going.
I always wondered when that was. What is the time limit on that?
November through February, and there's a great big strawberry festival in Plant City.
I know. I go every year.
I know. And so that's, so they'll be ready by February, so that's the great time. So now's the time to plant them. Also, give your bananas and pineapples a final fall feeding with just a general fertilizer. They don't need a fancy fertilizer. You can also harvest your sweet potatoes for Thanksgiving. Plus your chayotes and the coco yams and dasheens, which are all Caribbean vegetables. And then also, too, if you did not fertilize, it's a little late to put nitrogen on, but you can go ahead and put down a potassium application. We're going to be right back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
One of life's most common oversights is not taking time to say thanks. We get in such a rush that we often forget. Centuries ago, 10 men with the dreaded disease of leprosy saw Jesus. Because leprosy was the most feared disease of that day, they were outcasts. People didn't want to be near them. These lepers cried out for Christ to have mercy on them, and he did. He healed them all. What a fantastic day it had to be. Those 10 guys got so excited that they all began to run and tell others what had happened. But one of them took time to turn around and to worship Jesus and give thanks. Just one. And Jesus asked him, were there not 10? Where are they? Yes, the Lord likes to hear thanks as well as you. This week, don't miss the opportunity to give thanks to those who have helped you, and most of all, to God who loves you. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Is your bathroom looking old and worn out? Want to update it, but you don't know where to start? Then let VCI Bath & Shower show you how to turn that old bath into an aisle of beauty and functionality. Our residential bathroom solutions provide the best value on the market, and our customer service is second to none. Our cost-effective VCI Bath & Shower family of products has what you need.
Remodeling our bathroom was a big decision for us.
They didn't make a mess out of our house at all. And at the end of the day, we had a beautiful new bathroom. And it was a great experience the whole way through.
We have the best monthly payment programs in the industry, with payments as low as $68 per month or no interest, no payments for 18 months. That's right. Get the bathroom of your dreams now and pay for it in 2022. Call 1-800-961-7639 for a free no-obligation price quote. That's 1-800-961-7639. When you want quality bathroom products at a great price, it's got to be BCI Bath & Shower. That's 1-800-961-7639.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. That's 800-432-3916.
Good morning. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Last month, we had Dr. Matt Borden, doctor of plant medicine, as a guest to explain about plant disease and insects. If you missed it, you can hear the interview on Audio Boom on our Better Lawns and Gardens page, and then also on my website, which is she-consulting.com. Matt is a plant health consultant, and he specializes in diagnostics and integrated management of landscape plant pests and disease. He's also a columnist with Fine Gardening Magazine, and they published last month Matt's article on neem oil. So we feel that there's some confusion on when to use it and on what plants you should be using neem oil on. Almost like Michael Constantine, the father in my big fat Greek wedding, the family patriarch Gus Portocallis, who sprayed Windex on everything because it cures everything. Some gardeners think that neem oil is an organic pesticide that should be used on everything. Well, Matt joins us from Charlotte, North Carolina this morning to help us understand when to use neem oil and when not to. Good morning, Matt. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Teresa. I'm doing great. How are you?
I am great. Matt, I had Josh ask you, what is your favorite Thanksgiving memory?
I'm glad I had a moment of to think about that. I think my favorite Thanksgiving memory is when my family was living in rural Zimbabwe in the early 90s, and we had to get a turkey. We had to drive about 3 hours away to a town to get a turkey, and the turkey had came from France, so it was shipped down to Zimbabwe. I think they did airplane shipping back then, and then we. We went to cook it, and about halfway through cooking the turkey, there was a little rain shower, and the power lines there were not insulated like they are today, so the power went out for the rest of the day, and I think we had a maybe two-thirds the way cooked turkey, but it was a great Thanksgiving.
Oh, my. That's wonderful. I can understand that. How many are in your family?
Oh, I have an older brother and a younger sister. But back then, it was just my brother and I and my parents.
Oh, wonderful. So I was in Greensboro last week. It was beautiful. So the temperature this morning in Charlotte, what are you experiencing?
There's a little bit of frost out there. It was 31 this morning.
Oh, my goodness.
Nice and chilly.
We got there just in time. So the fall color was just beautiful. And so your columns for Fine Gardening Magazine, they're so simple to read, Matt. They're educational, they're interesting, especially the one on neem oil. How did neem oil become the answer to every garden problem?
Thank you. Yeah, this is a topic that's really interested me over the years, and I'm not exactly sure how it became so popular amongst horticulturists and and gardeners. It has a lot of great properties, don't get me wrong, but how something is marketed to the position where neem oil holds today, I don't quite understand. I think it's because everyone wants something that is relatively safe and relatively effective for a wide use of things and natural. And, you know, neem does fit that bill.
Yeah.
But my concern is that it's often considered a panacea and overused. So I'd like to talk about some of that today.
That's wonderful. Well, it is a beneficial plant. It's got some medicinal and other uses. So it's widely used, you know, around the world. So where does it come from?
Neem oil comes from a tree that, some people call it neem. The scientific name is Azadirachta indica, although if you're looking in the older literature, the older name is Melia Azadirachta, so you'll see it that too. It's also called Indian lilac, margosa, or just neem tree. And it's a really nice tree. It's native to parts of Sri Lanka, Bhutan, and parts of India.
And so how does it work as a pesticide?
And well, this is where it starts to get confusing, because we all talk about neem oil, but here in the United States, at least, there are at least three different kinds of neem products, and they all work a little bit differently. So the first is what we have called clarified hydrophobic extract of neem oil, and that is quite a mouthful.
It is.
So when I talk about it, I've coined the term CHINO, which is just the acronym of that.
Uh-huh.
So feel free to use that. I'm trying to get it going, CHINO.
CHINO, okay. Hashtag CHINO, everybody.
Yeah, there we go. That acts basically like any other horticultural oil. It's primarily smothers anything that is very small and soft-bodied. And that's, you know, very useful against things like whitefly, aphids, small mites. And then there's also an entirely different group called the azadirachtin products. And this is where it starts to get confusing, because these products are extracted from the raw neem oil, and they're extracted and sold separately. So you can take that cold-pressed, raw, natural neem oil, because it is pressed out of the fruit and the seeds. You can extract the azadirachtin out of it and sell that separately. And then the byproduct is this clarified hydrophobic extract of neem oil. So they have very different properties.
Okay,
but unfortunately, we call them all neem.
Right. So how would somebody know which one to use for what? Can they buy both on the shelf right next to each other?
In some cases, yes. Usually what you see in Home Depot and garden centers and online is the clarified hydrophobic extract of neem oil products. And that's usually what we call neem oil. And that's because the azadirachtin products are typically more expensive, and it's usually the nursery growers who really like the azadirachtin products. It is more effective against a broader range of pests that are typically more difficult to control, mm-hmm. like leaf miners, for example.
Right.
So you typically wouldn't see the azadirachtin products unless you're shopping around on more professional pesticide sites.
Well, is neem oil also good as a disease control?
That's debatable. I would say no. It really acts by smothering the spores of some of our major diseases like powdery mildew, rose black spot, and some of the rusts. But that's about it. So what's common about those? Well, they move from the older leaves onto new growth that is susceptible typically, and then those spores germinate and you get new infection on the new growth. Think of like rose black spot. That's how it moves up the plant.
Right.
So neem oil can smother those spores and stop them from germinating. So in that respect, it can be useful. If you are out there spraying your roses, for example, with neem oil every week, you will have some decent disease suppression. But that's not how most people use it. Most people have a plant with unknown leaf spot diseases or bacterial infections, and they think that neem oil will help with that, and it won't, unfortunately.
Right, so it's better to prevent the black spot and the other diseases so that you don't have to use the oil.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Okay, so does neem oil work on other insects, like ants and all kinds of creepy crawlies that you have around the house?
This is something I'd really like to know, and there's not a lot of research into this. It seems like yes, if you have the azadirachtin product, it will work on a lot of things that we would consider benign organisms or beneficial, because azadirachtin, it's a fascinating natural molecule, but it's extremely similar to some of the insect hormones. So if you get azadirachtin into a young, developing, immature insect, like a larva or caterpillar or, say, a wasp larva, for example, that will prevent it from developing properly. And sometimes those are pests, but sometimes those are insects that we want to develop properly, like a lady beetle larva, for example. So there is certainly some concern there over azadirachtin.
Okay, so is neem oil then, is it toxic in the garden?
Well, yes, but it does not last long at all. And that is really good, because what makes some of our more powerful old pesticides really bad for the environment is that they last a long time, like the pyrethroids, for example.
Right.
That are, you know, often used and overused in our lawns and in mosquito sprays and things like that, they can stick around for a long time, which means that if, say, a parasitoid wasp comes along a week later and contacts that leaf, it will die. Azadirachtin doesn't last very long. And neem oil, without the azadirachtin, just plain neem oil, it's like any other oil, and once it dries on the plant, it's not going to hurt anything. So they have relatively low toxicity to begin with, and then they don't last long. So you put those together, and they're very low impact in the environment, which is good.
So if it can it hurt plants?
All oils and even insecticidal soap can be phytotoxic in some cases. And sure enough, in my groups, I do see people accidentally burn their plants with neem oil occasionally. Usually, they are weak plants to begin with, or young plants, seedlings, or plants with hairy foliage that holds in the oil and prevents it from evaporating quickly. Or if it's applied when the weather is too hot, things like that always increase the risk of phytotoxicity. And that goes for any kind of oil or soap that you are using on your plant, including neem oil.
So I don't want to make it sound like it's really toxic to everyone and they stop using it, you know, when it's necessary.
Right.
Because there's other products formulated with neem oil, right?
There are. I haven't really mentioned it yet, but there's another group that you will see online called cold-pressed neem oil.
Mm-hmm.
And this one's a little bit tricky because that's the raw neem oil, which means it has some of the azadirachtin in it, the natural levels of azadirachtin and the array of other chemicals that the neem plant produces. But those products typically aren't labeled as pesticides.
Okay, Matt, I've got to take a hard break. Can you stay through the break?
I'd love to.
Okay, we have some great advice on when to use neem oil and when not to. I'm speaking with Dr. Matt Borden with Bartlett Tree Service. Matt's going to be right back with us. Stay tuned. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715.
800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-531-1550. That's 800-531-1550.
Paid for by U.S. Med.
One of life's most common oversights is not taking time to say thanks. We get in such a rush that we often forget. Centuries ago, 10 men with the dreaded disease of leprosy saw Jesus. Because leprosy was the most feared disease of that day, they were outcasts. People didn't want to be near them. These lepers cried out for Christ to have mercy on them, and he did. He healed them all. What a fantastic day it had to be. Those 10 guys got so excited that they all began to run and tell others what had happened. But one of them took time to turn around and to worship Jesus and give thanks. Just one. And Jesus asked him, were there not 10? Where are they? Yes, the Lord likes to hear thanks as well as you. This week, don't miss the opportunity to give thanks to those who have helped you, and most of all, to God who loves you. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. That's 800-989-1694.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and I'm discussing neem oil with Dr. Matt Borden with Bartlett Tree Service in Charlotte, North Carolina. And he was giving us a lot of great information. If you missed it, you can go back and listen to it when we upload the podcast later on. So, Matt, thank you for staying with me through the break. Here's the big question. If neem oil is toxic to some insects, what about beneficial insects and bees and pollinators?
That's a great question, and I've done a lot of digging into this and talked with some experts who study beneficial insects and have to run these kind of analyses on reduced risk products and their effects. the short answer is that there's not a lot of studies out there about this. So we should be careful. They are certainly less toxic than many of the old insecticide products that we used to use, things like malathion or seven, right. You know, seven, which a lot of people still use in their garden. Any of the neem products are much less harmful to the environment and beneficial insects than those kinds of products. But there is still evidence that if you are, for example, spraying azadirachtin onto blooming plants in your garden and bees pick that up and take it back to their hive, that can inhibit some of the growth of bee larvae, for example. And the same probably goes for developing parasitoid wasps and other beneficials too. So what we can do there is really minimize risk. You know, apply these things early in the morning before the insects are really active in your garden or before the bees come to forage in your garden. Maybe wait until your plants are done blooming before you apply anything. And that goes for, you know, anything. That's a great way to reduce harm to bees and wasps and other pollinators.
Okay. And so what about the environment? You know, there's a lot of chemophobia out there. And so does it hurt the environment? You said it doesn't last long earlier. What is the effects on the environment?
Very low impact on the environment, which is good. Even the azadirachtin compounds are pretty rapidly broken down once they're in the soil. Bacteria and fungi and everything else that you want living in good, active soil breaks down pesticides pretty rapidly, including azadirachtin. And then the oils themselves get broken down very rapidly, too. They just dry out and decompose naturally. So very low environmental impact.
Okay, so when they're thinking about using it, what should they consider?
Okay, so I have a couple of when to use and when not to use. So a great way to use neem oil, if you want to use it for disease control, use it before those foliar diseases get firmly established. If you see powdery mildew, rust, black spot just starting out, that's a good time to use it. If you have pest pressure and very, very few beneficials, that's a good time to use it. If you have a lot of beneficials, maybe you don't need to use it at all. If the weather is cool, dry, the wind is calm, that's a good time to use it, preferably in the evening or early morning. Don't use it if the weather is hot. Perhaps over 85 degrees is a good threshold. Or if it's extremely humid, extremely sunny, if the plants are stressed, don't use oils. And I think a good general rule is if your pests are very small, soft-bodied insects, mites, or even eggs of mites and insects, that can be effective because the neem oil can smother those. If your problems are more disease-related, like viral diseases, bacterial diseases, root rots, cankers, things like that, neem oil will not help for at all. So, you know, save your money and time on that.
Okay. Is there any time, you mentioned a few in your little bullet points there, but is there any time that they should not use neem oil?
Definitely be careful if your plants are stressed, if they're newly planted, if they're seedlings. And then, yeah, keep in mind with the weather. And another good point to remember is do not mix any kind of botanical oils or even horticulture oils with sulfur, because if you've applied sulfur for mites or other problems and you apply an oil while that sulfur residue is still on the plant, and that could be up to several weeks or a month later, oils can mix with sulfur and create some phytotoxicity that way. So be very careful if you have a plan to use sulfur in your garden in the same season with oils, including neem.
I have sometimes gotten questions where they kind of like nuked their lawn or their plants. So they've tried all of these. I've put oils on it. I put soaps on it. I've done, you know, insecticides, and my plants are dying. So what kind of order would you suggest people use these kind of insecticides or oils? Is there an order that you should try this first and then wait a few weeks and try this one next?
Great question. To some extent, that will depend largely on the pest that you are dealing with. But in general, it's best to use these lower impact, lower toxicity options first, because you really want to be very careful not to harm your population of beneficials. And it's better to knock back a pest population in general, rather than trying to completely eradicate it in one go, because in the long term, that's better for the ecology of your garden. That being said, sometimes you will have a pest that is maybe extremely damaging in low numbers or perhaps invasive, and you know it will get out of control if you don't do something. And that's a time when you may want to come in with a conventional pesticide and perhaps spot treat in that small area to really take care of the problem before it explodes. Or consult an expert who can help you ID your problem.
Yeah, no, that's very important. I appreciate that. Can neem oil be used on edibles?
Yes. If you look at the labels of most neem products, it will include typically a very broad list of fruits and vegetables. And as long as the products have instructions for how to apply to your edibles, then that is legal to use. Just be careful of products that say that it's neem oil, but they are labeled for things like leaf shine. Be careful of those, because there's a lot of products out there on the market that skirt the rules of pesticide labeling by selling themselves as cosmetic neem or these leaf shine products. And those don't contain instructions for how to safely use and apply on plants, and they don't contain all of the correct cautions and warnings. So be careful of those products, because you may run into cases where those get over-applied or hurt plants. Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much, Matt, for really helpful information. Like all chemical products, it's important to read the labels, follow the instructions, and understand what you want to do with your plants. I so appreciate you coming
Absolutely.
On this morning. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Great to be here.
Thank you. I'm going to post your article, your Fine Garden Magazine article, on Better Lawns Facebook page. And if everyone would like to read that, they can go there later on today. And Matt, I hope you come back soon. Thank you so much. I'm grateful for having him on. We'll be right back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Steel outdoor power tools may be hard to wrap, but once they get opened, you'll see why Steel is so easy to give. Find the right gift this year with battery power made by Steel. From mowers and blowers to trimmers and chainsaws, our AK Homeowner series of battery tools starts at just $199.99. Shop now by visiting your local Steel dealer or going to steelusa.com/giftguide. Real Steel. Find yours. All prices MSRP available for participating dealers while supplies last.
It's time to review your health insurance marketplace coverage and decide if you need to make changes. You may be able to get better coverage with a plan that costs less. Go to healthcare.gov to see your options. Overwhelmed? Don't be. A navigator from Covering Florida can help you through the process so you can find the best plan for you and your family's needs. Visit coveringflorida.org or call 877-813-9115. Now through January 15th, we're here to help. It's free and confidential. 877-813-9115.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 10 million people. Without destroying your credit, they can reduce your interest rates, lower your total payments up to 30 to 50% to get you out of debt fast. For a free consultation, call Consolidated Credit now. The program works. Call 1-800-206-6755, 1-800-206-6755, 1-800-206-6755. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc., 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492, Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The holiday season is right around the corner, so give the gift that's hard to wrap, but easy to give. Give them a Steel. From powerful trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws under the tree to branded accessories stuffed in their stockings, the Steel Holiday Gift Guide has something for everyone. Visit your local Steel dealer or go to steelusa.com/giftguide. Real Steel. Find yours. Available at participating dealers while supplies last.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. Thank you for listening. We have the opportunity right now to get your gardening questions answered. You can call me at 1-888-455-2967, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. And the text messages are working, so that's very good.
Looky there. Somebody already wished you a happy birthday. Somebody must be paying attention out there.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And so I do appreciate Dr. Borden, Matt Borden, for coming on. And I think that's really important to understand about how to use chemicals.
That was a good example that you used about putting down the oil and then putting down whatever it a powder or whatever else that you're going to put on it. And don't do that.
Right. You got to wait for it to react. Some people do it all in one weekend, and they'll come in and they'll say, okay, I sprayed herbicides, I put down fertilizer, and I used insecticide through my lawn. I go, just step away from your lawn. You know, you're nuking it. And we're getting into cooler temperatures, but during the summertime, it's hard to, you know, it's hard on your lawn when you put all that medicine on it.
That's true. That makes sense. I mean, you don't think about it, but yeah, that does make sense. And it looks like we have a listener who is paying attention.
Wonderful. Well, that's so nice. They've been listening for 25 years, and the information on neem oil, that was one of the best sections ever on this program. Well, thank you so much. That's why I like to have Kat. Thank you so much for listening. I do appreciate that. So I have Gary, and he wrote and said that he also listens every Saturday morning, and he's for years. He has a question regarding Cuban agave and Caribbean agave. Are they the same thing? And do they do well here in Orlando, and where could they be found? So this is a really good question, because if you're looking for a specific plant, Gary, you want to make sure you're purchasing it by its scientific name. So the Cuban agave is called, its scientific name is Agave Bretonia. And so when you're buying an agave, you want to make sure the label says Agave Bretonia, so you're getting the right one. Also, the Caribbean agave is Agave Angustifolia. Angustifolia. Got it out there. That's wonderful. And so you can find these agaves at specialty nurseries that specialize in cactus or succulents. Or you can buy them online, either way. But it's just important when you're looking for a specific plant for your landscape that you purchase it by the scientific name. Both agaves do well in Florida, and they are beautiful, too, as well. Thank you for the birthday wishes. I do appreciate that. And then also, too, I have Jeff in Orlando, and This is interesting. Wait till you hear this, Josh and Liz. That he has an invasion of New Guinea flatworms in his yard and his carport and his sidewalk. Look at your eyes getting really big. These New Guinea flatworms have come up from Miami. They're not native to the United States. They were imported in, and they got into Miami, and now they're going throughout the state. They're in about 40 counties, and if you touch them, they can really hurt you. And so it's important to know that. So first of all, if he has it, so Jeff, I want to make sure that you're identifying it by a photograph and that you have identified it as New Guinea flatworms. And if you've done that, then what I want you to do is when you see them and you're trying to remove them, always wear gloves.
Yes, very much.
Always wear gloves because they get into your pots too as well. So now how do you treat for them? Well, you can treat for them by, kind of putting hot water, 109 to 120 degrees hot water for 5 minutes on your soil. Like, let's say you're doing a pot and, you know, you have them in the pot. Then you can put the pot into 120 degrees Fahrenheit water for 5 minutes, and that will kill the worm without hurting the roots of your plants. So, you know, so putting hot water on your landscape will work, but it's really kind of a time-consuming process.
I want to say that. So you might want to do it in little sections, but
yeah,
do it all in one day. But I'm not a horticulturist or anything.
No, you're fine.
But that would be my thought process, is don't let this just sit.
No, exactly. No, you do want to get rid of them because they do multiply very quickly. And so I would grid it off in sections like you said, and just do that area so that you know that area is done. So there is a great publication on it from the University of Florida and then also the Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission. It's a predatory. They eat snails and slugs and beneficial bugs. And so it's a predatory terrestrial flatworm. Its size is about a half inch to 5 inches, and it's shiny dark brown with a pale stripe running down the middle. And the underside of it's pale gray to pinkish beige. They are considered invasive. Okay, so how can you remove them? They're not a protected species because they're not native, but they do say to use the hot water. That's the humane way to do it. But you can also use commercial pesticides, that broad spectrum insecticide that provides significant chemical control.
And what's the name of these worms again?
New Guinea flatworms. Isn't that something else? And so you don't have to report them. They have enough. They're like in 40 counties, and the amount of them just varies by property. So anyway, just be aware of them. Don't touch, not those little wrigglers, those night worms that you see, the little red ones that you use for fishing. These look completely different. They're flat. And so when you see them, don't touch them. Let's go to the text messages. Let's see. Okay. Here we go. I have to. 1 second. I am moving my mouse. There we go. So my golden Duranta gets black spots on the leaves every fall. How should you treat it? And so the black spots on your Duranta is some kind of fungus disease. So I would make sure, one, that you have good air circulation around it. We want to prevent diseases. Okay, so you want to make sure you have good air circulation. It may mean that you cut them back in August so that there's more airflow around them. But then you can use a horticultural oil on it or a systemic. The BioAdvance 3-in-1 would be a good product, and it will reduce the diseases in the area. So just make sure that you're cutting them once or twice a year, that they have good air circulation all the way around the plant. Thank you for asking. And it said, will powdery mildew die off as the weather cools? Actually, powdery mildew is a winter disease. And so it's something that we don't see a lot of it in the spring and summer, but in the fall, we do see it. So again, you want to use a systemic. You can use, if it's just getting started, the neem oil, Dr. Borden mentioned. And so just stay on top of it. Okay, it's something that you want, again, good air circulation. When we get these diseases, they get stressed out, and the humidity with our plants and the climate, and then also with the disease and the plants that are susceptible to it. All right. So I don't know what you have the powdery mildew on, High Springs. So if you let me know that, that'll be good. All right. If you have a question, you can give me a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me anytime at 23680. If you'd like to learn more about my Brandywine Garden Extravaganza tour to the Brandywine Valley in Pennsylvania, you can go to my website and look under Backyard Garden Tours. We are going the 13th through the 17th next June, and we get to add on another day. We're going to go to the Philadelphia Flower Show the day before, so I'm very excited about it. We're almost filled up. And so I'd love you to join me, and we can just geek out at plants and just all the beautiful gardens. We're going to go to Chanticleer, Longwood, and Winterthur. These mm-hmm. are big, huge estates, and they're so historic,
please.
And they're gorgeous.
I have this obsession with chandeliers. Not that I would ever own one, okay, because,
yes.
you know, no. However, I just love the look of chandeliers. So if there's any, would you mind taking a couple of pictures for me?
I will. I love using chandeliers outside.
Yes.
And I love using them with little candles in them all the way around, hanging them from, your patio or from your a large tree, and just
yes.
wonderful.
I think that's what I like.
I will definitely do that. I will send you some. You can also go into my Pinterest board, Liz.
Really?
I have over 100 boards on Pinterest, Teresa Watkins, FL, and you can see some beautiful night lighting with chandeliers and in the garden area. So if you have a garden question you need answers to, you can give Josh a call, and Josh and Lizzie and I will be here, and we'll take your questions. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins, and you're listening to Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
A home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. That's 800-432-3916.